In my childhood, there always seemed to be a stray relative living with us. Mama came from a sprawly family of 8, 6 daughters, 2 sons. They all had perfectly good Christian names, but everybody had a nickname. Joseph was Jojo, William was Crawford, Adea became Doss, Monroe, Dooley, Martha, Marsh, Agnes, Ag, and Gessner was Geck. The aunts were a source of wonder to me. Attractive, smart, talkative, animated, full of outrageous stories, all a little bit wacky. On long summer evenings, the beautiful aunt sat on the front gallery of Grandmama's unair-conditioned Alabama Carpenter Gothic house in their slips, sipping lemonade, rocking, and falling out on the floor, as we said, at the ridiculous stories they exchanged. Their laughter sliced through the steaming summer nights and bounced off the trees in the grove. Mama, the oldest sister and best storyteller, led the pack. 3 of these aunts lived with us in various college towns to attend the available university, an economic strategy, since my grandfather had died in an automobile wreck at age 50, with only 2 out of the nest and 6 left for the widow to educate. In Tallahassee, Florida, Doss came and boarded with us for 4 years of college at FSU. Several years ago, she sent me all the letters she had written to her boyfriend after I was born, describing the remarkable newborn infant and adorable older sister. The letters were a surprise treasure. One even said my sister almost seemed pleased with me. The next aunt, Dooley, lived with us in Columbia, South Carolina, and attended what they call Carolina, but we up here in the real Carolina call that other Carolina. Dooley, a biology major and Phi Beta Kappa, took me on trips to the park and told me hilarious family stories and lies. After Dooley graduated, Marsh came and stayed with us for her master's at University of South Carolina. She was the most fashionable of the aunts, with a wardrobe that seemed exotic to my sister and me. Marsh was like a movie star to us. When World War II broke out, my father went back into the Marine Corps. The family, including Marsh, moved to Atlanta. Housing was tight, impossible in wartime Atlanta. We moved to a house where the downstairs had hastily been made into a 1-bedroom wartime apartment. My sister and I occupied the converted dining room. Marsh, taking classes at Emory, lived in our walk-in hall closet with shelves to the ceiling and floor space for a single bed and 1 pair of feet. Like Blanche DuBois, she hung a paper Chinese lantern from the bare dangling overhead light. I thought that closet the most glamorous of boudoirs. I learned 3 valuable lessons from my live-in aunts. The really important things are family, storytelling, and laughter.